know, and that way you can, I can make it.
Endoscopy unit.
Wow.
So I worked every day, and then I got this job, which is 5 days a week, and then presentations every second Monday, so yeah. Sundays are for
them. Weekends are out. This is my last week, so.
Do you remember my issue with my sciatica?
Yeah.
I cleared up. I went to that woman.
The bone? No, the... O'Shelley, or...?
No, muscular... intermuscular stimulation.
Oh, yes. Oh, Sue.
No.
Joy at the Birdside Clinic.
Isn't that amazing? I am so glad you went. You wait longer.
Three times. I just can't believe how much better I feel.
It's unbelievable how much when she fires it into the inflamed ganglion.
Well, and if she doesn't get a reaction at it, she goes, oh, that's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
and
oh.
You jump a little bit.
No, I know. That's the thing. It saved my life, I think, because when my neck went out, and I could, it was all contracted, and I couldn't move it. It was really the only thing that could be done.
No amount of pain were working.
Nothing. Nothing.
We're just making it simple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad.
Yeah, so glad. Oh, feeling like a billion bucks.
Good. Good. Well, you look like you. A billion bucks.
The one who was later, this particular time where it's quiet, couldn't get anybody to go. You, my friend.
We're all looking after it. I'm looking after the friends there. I'm looking after the kitchen. I'm looking after
it.
This
break.
So what time, though?
Any time before there's 15 minutes, whoever's upstairs.
I'll bring it over to your place.
Oh,
I'm
going to
have to
physically bring this here.
Okay.
Take it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not getting a bunch of.
I'm trying to get something for the meeting next door. That's
great. Yeah, wonderful. Have a great time. You're leaving on Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. If you're heading down, push the one on the left. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
So we'll just go in there. I'll meet you there. McDonald's?
No, Donald Trump. Bugs me.
Oh.
Donald Trump. I still love you. You're crazy guy. I still love you.
I said, Gord won't talk to me.
We walk in. He didn't say hello to me. It's a good Gord. And being the true servant of the Lord. No loss.
He's a weird duck.
He's a weird duck.
The pillar of the kingdom of Satan.
Well, I've got to tell you, I almost woke you up this morning and listened to this radio show last night. There was a guy by the name of Don Jeffers. He's written a book. He's a famous guy. He was a guest on the show. But he wasn't the main guy. He was talking about how it's almost positive that the media's got it all wrong. Whatever the media is doing down in the background. And that, he says, Donald Trump's offending him on occasion. He says, but his message is clear. He says, there's so much corruption in Washington. He went on and on for 2 hours like that. Even after the news called him, he was still on the show. And he says, look, I've never voted Republican in my life. This guy is extremely unusual. He's loose on the lip. And he pointed out all his faults. He said he's got the right message. There's a real backlash against him. Everything that Obama and Michelle and Hillary say is not resonating with the people. He says, I won't be surprised if Donald doesn't. He says, it looks like the media's making it sound like he's way down. He says, there just could be a real surprise out there.
Well, I think if they had their electoral system any other way, it would be a question. But the way their electoral system is, I don't know. Well, that guy that you and I both follow there, but he tweets constantly. He said there are so many people behind him.
Well, and there's more and more stuff coming
out.
Hillary. Some of them are starting to die off.
You're not going to convince anybody. Those guys just think it's all fake.
And a lot of people do believe that the two worst in history are trying to take their license from them. And I think that's what people are doing. Yeah, you know Hillary. Everybody knows him. There's nothing new about him. Can't tell you anything new.
Stay here.
That was us over there.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she went running away over there.
Oh,
like, girl. Was us. And then she saw me and she started wiggling her tail.
Guys over here.
told me. I asked him if he was north or south of Eden. He said south. travels directions?
Yeah, I give it to Dixie.
Dixie?
I says, he just finished saying he doesn't follow directions. I says, so I'm going to give this to you. They're picking up a new dad. She's good.
Oh.
Well, she's even driven there, so she probably can.
Yeah, it's still confusing.
I guess.
I need her.
I would have been pretty sure there, too.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, I know that was a cigarette smoke I smell.
Jump.
figure out how to do that. back here.
Come on. Come on, go. Come on, Lex. Let's go.
That's easier for Lexi to do that, you know.
Or from a sidewalk?
From the higher up, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I saw her doing silly things in Vegas.
In the cruise?
Oh, in Vegas, I saw her doing really silly things. She'd get turned around. So turned around.
Yeah. Yeah, some of that stuff's not. Yeah,
no, I see some age in her. Everything okay for you here?
Yeah.
Anything I can do to help you or anything?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I put a bug trap there. A bug trap for the butterflies.
Oh, did you? What do you do?
Because I can't get those blue things.
Oh, this? Oh,
my God. Leaves already. Leaves, malt vinegar.
Yeah.
I put this much malt vinegar. A little bit of sunlight soap.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, add a little bit of water and it makes it bubble.
Yeah.
And then the fruit flies love it.
I was going to get the potatoes out for you.
You want the soap? Big enough for both of us, this place.
Cracker and that little thing.
have one dog today?
No. Where's Lexi?
She's laying down.
Oh, yeah. She's worn out already.
Not on the couch?
Yeah. The one here.
Oh, one over there. Yeah. He's got a...
done. Let's take out the garbage.
Oh, we'll do that. Sure? Oh, yeah. No problem at all. No problem, hopefully.
You can bring that fruit basket out if you want.
Oh, I'll leave it there for now.
Yeah. Once you catch them all.
Yeah. I stick it in there, too. I stick it in the fridge.
It's just that, yeah, they don't go after the fruit instead.
Yeah. Okay, so come back certain fruit.
Have you got them?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, a time ago. I think it's the season, too.
Yeah, one of them can have babies really fast.
Is that right?
One of them can have a lot. And one of them.
How do you know so much about that?
I was going to tell you.
Yeah?
We're going away Wednesday, and we're going to be gone 2 weeks. So by the time our next third week is up, we'll only have been home for like a day. So let's make it 4 weeks.
Sure.
We're going to China.
Really?
Yeah, we're going on a tour.
We're going to Beijing, Chongqing, Wuhan,
Yangtze River,
Hangzhou, Shanghai.
That's nice.
You ever been there?
Driving, right?
What's that?
Going to the drive?
No.
Good.
Train, fly, yeah.
High speed rail.
Yeah. You ever been back there lately?
I've never been to China.
Never been to China?
Never.
You want to go?
One day.
Yeah?
One day.
How's Mary doing?
Oh, she's all right. You say hi to her.
Messing up your kitchen already.
Oh, doesn't matter. It's your kitchen.
You'll be gone.
We have company coming for dinner, so get yourself thrown on here.
Can you get upside down? Okay, well.
okay, I'm tired.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You want to
go first?
Kind of takes up a lot of room, doesn't it? Sit down. Sit down. Well, excellent job again. Thank you.
Son
lived in Beijing for 4 or 5 years.
So he'll take you around?
No, he's going to be in New York. When we're there.
What about the water? Is there certain water?
You drink bottled water.
Yeah, you can't drink tap water.
Even in hotels, you drink bottled water. And they tend to get it too.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem.
You might have trouble with toilets.
We're
in 5-star hotels.
Okay. Yeah, we're in really good places.
I heard things like toilets are holes in the ground.
Yeah, they are.
The water goes past.
They're awful.
Well, they're slowly disappearing though.
That's good.
We've done that, believe me.
Yeah, okay.
Not good.
Yeah, it's
kind of
scary.
For our civilized selves, it's not good.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Deadly bus crash in California, Palm Springs.
on the race. Through us.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Indian Canyon Road in Desert Hot Springs. A 1996 MCI passenger bus transporting 44 passengers struck the rear of a Freightliner truck with a trailer in the number 3 lane. CHP and fire rescue personnel arrived within minutes. A triage was immediately established by fire rescue. Tragically, 13 people were killed, including the driver of the bus. Additionally, 31 passengers were injured and were transported to 3 local hospitals, including Desert Regional, Eisenhower Hospital, and JFK Memorial. All passengers are believed to be adults. Identities are unknown, largely due to the swift extraction and immediate triage care that they needed. For the families, the Riverside County Coroner's Family Assistance Center is located at 800 South Redlands Avenue in Paris, California. The phone number is 951-443-2300. 951-443-2300. The Freightliner truck was hauling food products, and the driver had minor injuries in the Freightliner. The bus driver's identity is not known at this time, and drugs or alcohol or fatigue is unknown. The bus company is named USA Holiday Bus, and they're based in Los Angeles. They were coming from the Red Earth Casino near the Salton Sea. The bus had been inspected by Highway Patrol inspectors in 2014, 2015, and as late as April 2016, and no mechanical deficiencies were noted. The freeway is estimated to open approximately 4 p.m. today, and the investigation will be ongoing. The CHP Indio area, which handles this region, as well as our multidisciplinary accident investigation team, the reconstruction specialists, and NTSB are going to be assisting. And with that, I open it up.
What did survivors have to say about the accident?
Very few statements. There were a few survivors who mentioned that they believed everybody was asleep on the bus.
Chief Avery, I know you've seen a lot of accidents. I know this wasn't great. Can you just compare it, give us some insight as to how bad this was and you're seeing after the post?
In almost 35 years, I've never been to a crash where there's been 13 confirmed fatal accidents. So it's tough. It's tough for all of us. The fire department who handles it, CHP personnel who handle it, it's not an easy thing. And you never get used to this kind of thing. So, again, our sympathies to the families. We're going to do everything we can to find out specifically what the cause of the accident was.
Chief, what about the injuries?
What about the injuries? The injuries are minor to moderate, and outside of that, I can't really tell you what they were injured.
Where were the bodies, the majority of the bodies found? And what is that for?
They were in their seats, essentially. So that tells me that they were seated properly, that nobody was standing, and that due to the impact, I'll tell you, the speed of the bus was so significant that when it hit the back of the big rig, the trailer, the trailer itself entered about 15 feet into the bus. So you can see that it was a substantial impact.
And yet that driver was injured the bus.
The driver of the bus was killed.
Yeah, the driver,
the passenger, or the driver of the big rig is not killed. He's injured, but it's minor to moderate.
So I know it's so early, but are you looking at speeding or distracting?
Right now we're looking at everything. And what we're really hoping to get, and I'm going to read you what this is, because the main guys are the ones who are the experts in it. But we're hoping that modern buses usually have some kind of black box or black box or data control device. We're hoping to get a data recorder, but it's a 1996 model. We're not so sure that it's going to be there.
Did you say that there were people asleep? Most of the passengers on board were asleep at the time?
Yeah, that was the statement of the passengers.
Chief, could you describe the conditions, freeway conditions, and was it fog or anything?
No, nothing like that. The only thing that was going on was there was a maintenance crew that was periodically stringing wires across the roadway. So occasional traffic brakes were used to slow down traffic so they could get the wires across. Traffic was naturally slowed down, but this had been going on for several hours at night, and we had no problem. Sir, in the back.
Have we determined as to whether the bus left its departure area, was it on time or were they behind schedule?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Did the bus driver have any conversations with the company prior to the...
Okay, well, we've been listening to this press conference there at California Highway Patrol. Anita Vogel has been monitoring this as well from our West Coast Bureau. And Anita, are you there? Nope?
Yes, I fell.
Okay, cool. What did you pick up from that press conference, Anita?
Yeah, Arthel, we've been following the story throughout the day, and we learned a couple of things from this press conference. Number one, we know this happened very early in the morning. There was some maintenance apparently going on the road, but that didn't play a major role.
You know, Anita, let me take a break, and I'll get back with you on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a moment.
You got it.
You said it just the opposite.
It's a
you said the truck ended 15 feet into the bus.
Yeah.
The bus ended 15
it's
feet into the truck.
Multiple sentences.
The bus rammed into the back of the truck.
Yeah, but it wasn't the bus that was inside the truck. The truck was inside the bus.
No.
Yeah.
It showed pulling the bus out of the truck.
Curiosity is a prescription medicine for depression. Trintellix may start to untangle or help improve the multiple symptoms of depression.
For me, Trintellix made a difference.
Tell your healthcare professional right away if your depression worsens. Changes in mood, behavior, or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase this in children, teens, and young adults. Trintellix has not been studied in children. Do not take with NAOIs. Tell your healthcare professional about your medications, including migraine, psychiatric, and depression medications, to avoid a potentially life-threatening condition. Increased risk of bleeding or bruising may occur, especially if taken with NSAID pain relievers, aspirin, or blood thinners. Manic episodes or vision problems may occur in some people, may cause low sodium levels. The most common side effects are nausea, constipation, and vomiting.
No!
Trintellix does not have significant impact on healthcare professional if Trintellix can make a difference.
Yeah, just your sweater. That looked nice.
I'm terrible at golf.
He is.
But I'd like to keep being terrible at golf for as long as I can.
New patented Insurin Life has HMB, plus 20 grams of protein to help rebuild muscle for the strength and energy to do what you love.
I know.
Insurin Life, always be you.
Thank you.
dear, 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 dear.